Test 3. Exercise 1. Page 28. Recording 1.
Have you finished preparing your speech yet? I still don't feel I'm ready.
More or less. I've just got to come up with a good conclusion that will make an impact. I need to end with something that people will think about when they leave.
Yes, I know what you mean. I think I've managed to do that for mine. At least I hope so.
I'm sure you have. You're pretty good at convincing people.
Perhaps, but at the same time, I always feel nervous when I have to get up on stage in front of people to give a speech. I sort of feel that I have to play a role for the kids' parents' benefit, as if I'm acting or something.
Well, I suppose it's true parents do expect us to serve as models for the kids in and out of the classroom, but I'd hardly say it's acting. On the contrary, just be yourself.
I know you're right, but it's easier said than done.
Recording 2.
Greg Evans is here with us now, with the latest on the exam results. Greg, what's the news?
Well, latest results show that boys outperformed girls at higher-level maths once again. Last year, there was a significant reduction in the gap between the number of male and female students taking higher-level maths. Traditionally, about 17% of boys and 14% of girls opted for higher-level exams in mathematics. But those figures rose to 23% and 21% respectively. The boys are clearly doing better than the girls. 14% of boys got an A, but just half that proportion of girls did so. On the other hand, girls still do better in the majority of subjects.
Really?
Yeah. The proportion of female students who got an A was higher on all subjects except maths and chemistry. This is, in fact, the case in a number of countries and is, in my view at least, due to that fact that many lessons are being designed more for girls than for boys. So, the trend is likely to continue.
Recording 3.
And now for a rather peculiar and kind of funny piece of news. Police said that a juvenile thief who carried out a mugging on a local youth actually helped them quite a lot in finding and arresting him for his crime. The young delinquent and his accomplices surrounded a 16-year-old boy on the street around 9:50 p.m. last Saturday and ordered the victim to empty his pockets. The thief grabbed the teen's smartphone and fled with his gang, according to police. The thief then took his own picture with the phone, not realizing that photos from the teen's smartphone are automatically sent to the victim's email account. The image allowed police to identify and apprehend the suspect, who got his photo taken again at the police station before being sentenced and jailed for his crime. This is definitely a case where you can say it serves him right.